the love of God. Let us prepare our hearts in prayer for today's message. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. God, I pray that you glorify yourself today, God. That you glorify your word. That you teach us your word. That those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Lord, we thank you for this gathering today. We thank you for allowing us to see this day. This moment that we stand in is all because of your love. Bless each and every family member of Capital City Church, God. Bless the world, the nation, the city, the country, all over. God, we need you. We need your love. Strengthen us, God, in your love, to share your love with others as you have called us to do. Bless us all, God. Move me out of the way, God, and everything that you want said. Let it be said today, God. Let it touch the hearts of your people today, God. I thank you, God, and I love you for going ahead of us and preparing this day for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The love of God is the message today, the love of God. And we need his love. I want to begin by reading Romans 8, 37, 39. It's not on here, but I'm going to read it. No, in all these things, you are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you and I, us, from the love of God in Jesus our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage everyone with today's message that God loves you. No matter what you see, depend on the love of God. Depend on the love of God. When I see you, and you may see me, that is the love of God. God's love is not distant. His love is here with us daily. In fact, when we woke up this morning, it was because of God's love. Like Paul said, like Paul prayed, we must not only know God here, but in our hearts. In our hearts. Grounded and rooted in love. The love of God. Grounded and rooted. And during these uncertain days that we're living in, uncertain, oh no, God knows. There's a lot of fear. A lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty, just being overwhelmed. But that's when we depend on the love of God. That's what his love is for. When there's fear, the love of God comes in. God says, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not. This world may bring you fear, but fear not, God says, because I am with you. Know this in our hearts. Know this in our hearts. When there's anxiety, the love of God rushes in and says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. He cares for us. What a loving God. When you feel that anxiety rushing in, tries to take you over, control your thoughts, your actions. God said, cast it on me. Come to me. Come to me. What an amazing, loving God. When there's confusion, uncertainty in our hearts, God tells us, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. He will direct your path when you have confusion, uncertainty. God will direct your path through his love. He loves us. Yes, he count on him. Depend on him. Amen. Depend on him. Sometimes we be overwhelmed. During these days, we think about these kids going back to school, parents, jobs, uncertain, overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. Remember, God is our burden barrier. He carries our burdens. All because he loves us. He carries our burdens. And truly, I would say, let go and let God. Because he loves us so. He loves us so. This morning, just want to encourage you that God loves you. God loves you. Each one of you. Each and every one of you. You are the apple of God's eye. Wonderfully created by God for God. Each individual, God loves you. You, you, and you. God loves you more than you love yourself. And you know we love ourselves, right? Just think about that. God loves your kids more than you love your kids. God loves you more than you love your spouse. More than your spouse loves you. God's love is unimaginable. Unimaginable. And he offers it to us. What a loving God. He offers that love to us through Christ. Wow, God, you are amazing. Whether we chose to receive God's love or not, his love doesn't change. No matter if we're a saint or a sinner, God's love doesn't change. Whether we disobeyed all of the Ten Commandments, God's love still is there waiting on us to receive it. So if there's anyone that's waiting to change, to accept God's love, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it. Only God can change you with his love through Christ. That's it. Don't wait to change yourself because you would never change yourself. You can't do it. It's not possible without Christ and the Holy Spirit. It's not possible. Not at all. Read in John 16:27. For the Father himself loves you. The Father, the great I am, loves you. You. That's what he says. He's talking to you, Daphne, Austin, Miss Liz. He loves you. It has nothing to do with no one else. God knows your names. He knows the hairs on your head. He can count them. He knows you personally. That's why he calls on us to have that personal relationship with him. Personal. You and him. So that love can overflow in our hearts. And just not in our heads. Because within our hearts, there's action. There's power in that love. Power in that love of God. God wants us to know his love for us. But we must accept his love to know his love. As Paul says, one thing to know his love right here. But when we accept the love of God, it's here in our hearts. In our hearts. That leads to great fruit. You will walk in that love. And that love in your heart will lead your steps and guide your steps. And people will be able to see that love, the love of God written all over you. In every door that you walk in, people would know that. And that's our job as Christians. That's our responsibility as Christians. Every room, door we walk in, we're supposed to display that love of God. We are his representative in love. In love. God wants us to know that we are perfected in his love. We are made righteous in God's love. Right standing with God. When we accept that love, you are right with God. Right with God. Right with God when you accept his love. There's peace in the love of God. There is peace. And everyone in these times, we want peace. We don't want anything else. But God, give us your peace. Well, if you want to accept his love, call on him. God, I accept your love. And that peace of God that surpasses all understanding will be yours. Will be yours. That's how great he is. That's how much he loves us. That's the availability of God. Just like that. By you saying those words and believing in him, that love will reign over your body, over your life. God's love protects us. There's protection in God's love. He wants us to know that. There's protection in God's love. God, remember how many times maybe in situations where you have done wrong, maybe you have, you know, harm should have came to you, but you were protected. You don't know how, but you were protected. That's the love of God for you. The love of God, that shield of love around us, that's the love of God. Do not let the enemy in. The love of God, you are formed in the shield. When you accept that love, he protects you. There's safety in that love. Remember when we was kids, when something happened, we are afraid. Who do we run to? Our parents. Because we think they love us more than anyone in this world, right? That's right. That's God above. God loves us more than anyone in this world. So who should we run to? Amen. Amen. We should run to God. There's hope. God wants us to know that there's hope in his love. The hope, wow, the hope in God's love. When there's no one else in this world that you think that loves you, God does. God does. You know, we all sometimes love pity parties for ourselves, right? admit it. The pity party, we want to go there sometimes. I've been in there probably not too long ago. I tried it. God wouldn't let me do it though. It was like, Ron, you know better. Stop. I didn't bless you with more than enough. I mean, I did try it. I felt like I needed some pity. But he would not let me go through it. Ron, you've been blessed, man. Don't even try it. I say, God, forgive me for it. Forgive me, truly. But there's freedom in God's love. He wants us to know that. And there's healing in God's love. Call on his name for his healing. He loves you. If there's anyone who needs healing, call on God and his love. Watch how he works. Watch how his love works. He loves you, so there's nothing he won't do for you. Nothing. He puts us in right standing. If we stay there, the things of God is ours. It's ours. God covers us, protects us with his love. So again, God wants us to know his love for us. And how do we know the love of God? Because the Bible tells us so. That was a wonderful song. I think it was, I don't know who originated that song, but I just remember Whitney Houston singing that song. And that's just always, Jesus loved me because I know because the Bible tells me so. That's just wonderful. Wonderful. The Bible. Bible tells us all about God's love. The Bible. This book. Do you believe that this book and all its scriptures is given by inspiration of God? Do you believe that these words are inspired by God? If you believe that, let's agree this morning. Let's agree. Let's say amen to that. Amen. 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 In John 1, the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? From Genesis to Revelation, God expresses his love for us. God's love is the most important thing in our lives. The most important thing in our lives is God's love. The most important thing in our lives is God's love. Not your mama's love, not your daddy's love, not your husband, your wife's. God's love is the most important thing. If you don't feel that God loves you, how can you love God back? You can't. How? And that's God, our creator. If you don't feel your neighbor loves you, you won't love them back. So how can you say, I love God, and you don't feel it? When you love God, there's a change that happens. Here, there's a change that happens in your life. You don't walk around as the same person that you used to be. When you accept that love of God, you're different because the power in that love. And sometimes you can see the love of God in others, and you can see where it's lacking in others. And the only thing we do is pray when we see it lacking. We pray, God, that you touch their hearts, God, with your love. Allow them to understand your love, God. Understand your love, God. If we don't feel that God loves us, then how can we trust God? You won't. If you don't feel that God loves you, you won't trust him. You won't trust in his word. You won't. You won't obey God if you don't feel that he loves you. You won't obey him. We see a lot of disobedience, even in ourselves sometimes. But we have to bring ourselves back and know that God loves us. When we fail, when we fall short of his glory, which we all do. But we know that he loves us. So we pick ourselves back up and walk in that love. Correct the wrongs that we've done through Christ because of God's love. For us and our families, we must share God's love. We must share God's love. How can we praise God if we don't think God loves us? How can we worship God if we don't feel God loves us? It's false. You can't do it. You can't. I remember in my beginning stages of my faith walk, the true praise and worship wasn't in me. Because I didn't understand the love of God. It wouldn't come out. It wouldn't come out. I remember standing right over here wanting to jump and shout. But I didn't understand the love of God. So it wasn't really there. It was not really there. That praise and worship wasn't really there. But now that I understand the love of God, man, my praise and worship is on a whole nother level. You cannot praise God and worship God without that love. Try it. And I dare anybody to try it. Just, that's all. Just try it. I want to read a devotional from a Bible study that we had. It reads, "There is no tragedy we'll face, no hardship we'll endure, and no adversity we'll encounter where God is not with us. He steadily holds us up in his mighty and righteous right hand." There's no tragedy where God is not with us, where God is not with you. No tragedy. No tragedy. Remember that when tragedy comes, God is there. God is there. Even through the tragedy, God is there. Call on him. His love will support you through the tragedy, through the hardships. There's a lot of hardships that's going on right now today. God is there. He's watching. He will cover you. His love will cover you through the hardships. You can bank on it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. The adversities we encounter every day, almost every day. God is there. God is there with you. He will protect you. Will protect you. Understand and know that he loves you through your adversity. Don't do it on your own. Call on God. His love is available to you. Yes. I want to go to Genesis 1:26. "Then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness." Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. The next one, Genesis 2:27. "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Them, meaning you, us. God created us in his image. Now, why would God do that? Almighty God, why would he do that? Create you in his image. Create you in his image. When I was studying this, it brought me back to how we are when we have kids. First thing we do when our kids are born or what? We want to see who the child looks like, right? Mother, father, who the child looks like? Look more like me. It's a tug of war with that, right? Because we want the child to be in our likeness, our child to be created in our image. So we are proud of that, that love. And that's how God feels about us. That's why he created us in his image. Because we're part of him. The love of God can flow through his children. And that's what we want for our kids, our likeness and our image. God's image, we were created in God's image and likeness, which means we could respond to a unique personal relationship with God that reflected his love and character. We are created in God's image and likeness to reflect his love and character. Not for ourselves, but towards others. Towards others. And thinking about it, that's what we want for our kids. To display that love and character of us. To be better than us. Better character, better love. And that's the love of God. That's what he wants for us as his children. Then God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, because he loves us. He loves us. So he offers that to us. 2 Peter, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. That all should reach repentance. And that leads me to the cross. The love in the cross. The love. God's love for us is the reason he sent Jesus into the world to save us. The love of the cross. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God wants us to have eternal life. Not perish, but have eternal life. That's unexplainable love. That's unexplainable love. God wants you to live forever. Forever. Hold on to that. That love of God. Accept that love. Do you want to live eternally with God? Say amen. Well, accept God's love. Accept his love. And anyone you know that's not accepted his love, reach out to him. Reach out to him. Ask him that question. Do you want to live eternally in heaven with God? Or do you want to go to the lake of fire? Ask them that question. See what their response is. God so loved the world. God so loved the world. All humanity. The cross was because God's love for all of mankind. All of mankind. The reason for the cross. There's no color in the cross. There's no race in the cross. We all were created by God for God. The beauty of God's love is how he created us in his image, but all different. Different backgrounds, different cultures, different languages, different skin tone, but all created in the image of God. The cross was to bring us all back to a right relationship with God after the fall in the garden. To bring everyone, all of mankind, back to God because he loved us so. He don't want to see us perish. So his plan was Christ Jesus. Before the world was created, his plan was in motion. He knew he allowed us to have free will. And we know that free will, he knew what we would do with it. But he didn't want to see us perish. So he had a plan. Because he loves you so. God had a plan. No matter the culture, no matter the background, no matter the language, no matter the skin tones. Only through the faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are reconciled back to God because he loves us. We were like strays. But God loves us so. So he made an avenue. Sacrifice. His only son for us. To be back in a love relationship with him. A love relationship with God. Would you do that? Would you sacrifice your child? For God, for the love of God, for the love of God, I would. If God asked me so, I would. I would, honestly. There is nothing that if God spoke in my heart for me to do, any sacrifice, I will do it. Because we are all going to have to answer for anything that we don't do. For the love of God. There is nothing we shouldn't do for the love of God. For the love of God. In one faith, we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we receive our new hearts in Christ. God knew our hearts was messed up. The avenue to give us a new heart when we receive Christ, the Holy Spirit now lives in us. The teacher, the guide, the truth, the Holy Spirit, our new hearts, allows us to love like God. When we receive Christ in our life, we receive God's love. When we receive Christ, we receive God's love. Now, God loves you whether you receive his love or not. But when you receive God's love, you receive his power. Receive the power of that new heart. Man, the power of God now lives in you. All before, we didn't know how to love. Think back before your days in Christ. You had hate in your heart. You hated people. You did. You didn't love everybody. I can testify to that. I didn't think I could love everybody. No. God says, love everybody. How am I going to do that, God? It's not in me. But I didn't know it. But it just wasn't my heart to love everybody. It wasn't. But these new hearts that we have in Christ allows us now to know God's true love for us, to know his love, to know God's heart. So there's no excuse being in Christ and not loving one another. No excuse. And we must pray for anyone not in Christ that's not showing the love of God. Encourage them to accept God's love through Christ. You look at the world, and instantly you know what's missing. You know what's missing. You turn on the TV and you look at it. You know what's missing. Love. The love of God is nowhere. As followers, as believers, as Christians, we are responsible to take the love of God outside of these doors. You see all of the marching, protesting. It's hurtful to see because the love of God is not there. A lot of this is being done in vain. It will never be right without the love of God. It will never be right. True justice comes from the Lord. I truly believe we would never have true justice here on earth. No. So when we receive that new heart in Christ, we know how to love now. We know how to love. We have that love. We have that love now. Matthew 22, 37 38. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. Without accepting the love of God through Christ, you couldn't do that. You could not do it. You can say you love God, but you couldn't do it. But now you have that new heart in Christ. The first commandment. God says, now you're able to love me. To love me as I've loved you. And we are called to do so. Ephesians 5, 1 through 2. Therefore, be imitators of God. Be imitators of God. Don't we so badly, so greatly want to imitate God? To our fullest capabilities, right? We know we can't, but man, let's strive for it. How do they say you reach for the stars and fall among the, reach for the sky, fall among the stars? Either way it goes. But you up there. You up there. Yes. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for you and I, for us. That's love. What other love there is? As Jesus said, and laying down your life for your brother. Love. Love of God. Love of God. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. We are to be sacrifices to God. Our lives are God's. We are here to glorify God with our lives. To glorify God. That's our purpose. That is our purpose. Jesus said, my job is done here on earth. I have glorified my Father in heaven with my life. So he was done. His job was done on this earth because he glorified the Father in heaven. That's what we are called to do. Glorify God through the love of Christ. When that love is in you, when that love of God and love of Christ is in you, that's your desire to glorify God. That's my desire. And I pray that it's everyone's desire. And I pray that we walk in those steps. Because if we are led by the heart, our new heart, that's what we'll do. Our new heart through the Holy Spirit. Because that's what the Holy Spirit teaches. He teaches us all of these things that's in God's word. The love of God, he teaches that in our new heart. He convicts our spirits when we're not walking in love towards each other. God put us together because we need each other. We must display his love. We must display his love. I want to read. It's not up here, but I want to close by reading. God is love. God loves you. God greatly loves you. Hold on to that love. Here in your heart. No matter what the world says, the world does. God loves you. Even with this virus that's going around. Yes, he does. And being in Christ, you know, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. This world cannot bring anything to separate us from the love of God. Not even death. Not even death can separate us from the love of God. So why do we fear this world so much? The things that come upon us in this world will shake us to the core. Will shake us to the core. We will let these things of the world control our hearts. Take us over. And God says, I love you and I will care for you even in death. In death. We are secure in death. With Jesus, we are secure in death, but we let the things of this world control us. What's wrong with that picture? Something seriously wrong with that picture, right? God is love. 1 John 4:7 through 21. Beloved, let us love one another. And this is with the new heart. The new heart through Christ Jesus. The new heart. We are capable of this love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God, that rebirth. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him, through Jesus. In this love, not that we have loved God, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. For our sins. That's the love of God. Son Jesus, for our sins, to save us. Gave up his Son to save you and I because he loved us. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. If you love God, God's love abides in us, and his love is perfected in each of you. Perfect it. Let that love do its job in our hearts. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. He has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. Let God abide in you, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected in us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because he, as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Must also love his brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm going to close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your spirit today. We thank you for dwelling in this house among us. We thank you for opening our ears, opening our understanding to your word today, God. God, we pray that we walk in love with one another, that your spirit lives in us, that as we walk out these doors, God, that your love is shown towards anyone we encounter. God, I pray blessings over Capital City Church, each of our members, our family members, anyone who walked through these doors. Your love lives in this house. We welcome anyone into your house with love, with true love. May your love seep deeply in our hearts throughout our lives, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We will be doing the altar call, have time for the altar call. And those of you of Zoom, we have fellowship at this moment.